Have you heard other names? Mm-mm. You heard muskmelon?
Mm-mm.
Mushmelon?
No.
Okay. The kind of thing that grows, the kind of thing that springs up in the woods after it rains, an umbrella-shaped top.
Mushrooms.
Okay.
You say marshmallows.
Okay, and then the kinds of things people smoke after dinner. Usually they have a...
Cigarettes.
Okay.
I'm trying to stop.
Are you?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I know. How long have you been... What are you doing to stop? Anything? In
Nothing,
particular?
Really. I cut down one day.
The big brown ones that men smoke.
Cigars.
Okay. And if somebody asks you if you could stop, they might ask, can you? And you say, no, I...
Can't.
Okay. Let me see. If let's say a little boy or something like that got a spanking, you might say, I'll bet he did something he, what?
Do that again now.
If a little boy you knew got a spanking or a whipping for something, you might say, I bet he did something he...
Shouldn't have.
Okay. And if somebody asked you, will you do something, and you didn't want to, you really didn't want to, you might say, no, I...
No, I won't.
Okay. Okay. And if you wanted to suggest the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, I'm not sure, but I...
Think I can.
Think, okay. Are there any other ways you would get across the same idea? I'm not sure, but I...
I'll try.
Okay. Have you ever used or... might could in that context? I'm not sure, but I might could, or I might could do it.
No.
No. Have you heard it used?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From who, for example?
My sister and I were talking about that the other night. About things that we hear used that really don't fit in, and most of them are teenagers that we hear
really?
Things like that from.
That's interesting.
Younger people, younger than I am.
Huh. What about your own parents? Do they normally say, I might could do that? Or?
My father does, but my mother doesn't.
But your mother doesn't. Now, you told me, but I've forgotten. Where's your mother from?
She's from Columbia County.
She's from Columbia County. Your father's from the same
right.
place, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Yeah, okay. Okay, the kind of animals that fly around the air.
Oh, boy. Mosquitoes, flies.
I mean, the great big ones with wings.
Birds.
Okay. And in trees, they build their...
Nest.
Okay. And the kinds that can see at night, those are...
Bats.
Okay. And
owls. Can't owls see at night?
Yeah, okay. You ever hear different names for different kinds of owls?
No.
Okay. A kind of bird that drills holes in trees with its beak.
A woodpecker.
Okay. You ever hear that the other way around?
Pecker wood.
Yeah. What context have you heard that in? What does that mean?
Well, it wasn't really referring to a bird.
Okay.
It was referring to a person. So.
Okay. Okay. What does that mean? Would you apply that to any kind of people? Or
no.
Is that only applied to a particular kind of person?
Right.
Like what?
To a white person. It's
okay. And
a
it's
lot.
That's generally speaking a kind of put down word, isn't it?
Right.
How does it relate to what other words are there like that?
Hunky, peckerwood, redneck.
Okay.
And they all put down words.
Okay. So redneck and a peckerwood, pretty much the same
right.
thing? Pretty much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. A kind of little black and white animal that smells real strong.
Skunk.
You ever hear other names for that?
No.
And a kind of animal that comes and maybe raids a hen coop or raids a garbage can. Like skunks do that, but other animals do it too.
Yeah. Would it be a possum? I think a possum, yeah.
Do you have a general name for those, for all those animals like that?
Like a skunk, a possum.
Yeah. What would you call them?
Oh, I know what you, I'm sorry. No. No,
okay. What about little ones? The little ones that come around, particularly around like garbage dumps and things like that.
Rats.
Okay. And smaller ones and
mice.
Okay. And then little tiny bugs and things that get in your house. Mice.